here, so it's not scheduled tonight. And I just want to pass this off to Dave so Dave can forward it to the next chairman of the committee. All we're going to do. Any reports from the committee? Approval of the minutes from March 15th, 2012 was moved by Supervisor Gantz, seconded by Supervisor Eckernes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Item number six is now what, 6:01?
Finance
resolution for the 2011 to 2012 carryover and annual closeout.
Hey, Dave. Mr. Chairman, tonight I have what I'd like to do, if it's acceptable to the committee, is to have Kathy briefly walk the committee through the financials and just hit on the key parts there. You had these, received these in advance, so if you had any questions that you thought of or any that come to mind as you, as Kathy walks you through, feel free to ask. And then following that, Budget Director Al Schwartz will give the lean accounting report, you know, everything on one page, all the key metrics on one page. And then following that, we'll take up the resolutions and the committee action. That's okay.
Okay.
With that, I'll turn it over to Kathy.
Okay, we have the balance sheet up, and each column represents a fund. So as you can see, we have many funds. I'm not going to go through each one, but the main, one of the key things to look at is the general fund. In the first column, the assets, and this is the balance sheet, so the liabilities. But what we focus on tonight is the fund balance. And we have some items that we hold out. Our focus is on how healthy is the county. We look at the unrestricted fund balance to see how the county's doing, and that's a gauge that the Finance Committee has been watching for quite a while. So some of the factors that come out are reserves for prepaid expenses and encumbrances. Those are not very big amounts,
$38,000, $72,000.
Can you just it's,
I don't know.
Yes, it's a legal size page. A legal size page.
Does it have the number on it?
Yeah,
number nine.
Bottom left hand
corner. Oh, good.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
We have an eight on this page.
Well, that eight is the first page of the right.
Nine.
The
small. Oh,
screen.
Nine has the fund balance part that I'm going to talk about. So yes, nine is the base. And then one of the main factors we'll talk about a little more too is the delinquent taxes. So what we have to say is that we record our tax levy, we record as revenue, but we have to adjust that because we haven't collected all of that. And so based on a formula, this year we are holding out $5.9 million. And that's only a small increase from the year before. We've had big increases of $1 million the last like two years ago, and that's really plateaued off. And so I think we increased maybe $70,000. So we've really plateaued, and that's helped our health of our fund balance. Then we also have carryovers, which you see in each fund. Those that we'll talk, that's what the resolution refers to. That's amounts of money that we need to spend in the next year. So we hold that out and say that's not available for operations or for unrestricted purposes. And we come down to $7,389,000 as our unrestricted fund balance before we do our lapsing. So we have other funds that have surpluses or deficits. We have to cover those. And by resolution in a prior year, we're allowed to lapse monies from certain funds and put it back into the general fund for general use. So that's the number there. We have other items. Social services is one of the funds that you'll see. We have a surplus and able to cover Brookside. And so human services is well covered. The health department has a $70,000 surplus. And then other, the next fund that we, the capital project funds are all these numbers that start with the four. We have, each project has its own, each fund, except for, we have a general capital projects fund, and that's where we have the big carryovers, and you'll see that. Because that has many smaller projects in it, has the IT projects. And so there's projects there that aren't completed, and it's paid for with bond money, and we can only use it for capital projects, so we have to hold that aside and use it for what it was originally borrowed for. And so these funds are all capital projects funds. I want to point out that we do have the Mountain Arrow Courthouse with a deficit of $2.5 million. I know the committee's aware of that. We bonded for half of the project, completed the project, so the new bond money that comes in 2012 will be funding that deficit. It's a plan, a number that we knew we weren't going to bond it all in 1 year. So it was split, and we will be getting that bonding in July or August, and that will clear out that deficit. That was planned that would be the case. Some of the other projects we have, bike trail, communications, that's Western County, energy reduction. You'll see carryovers here that are being requested to maintain these projects and maybe reprogram some of the items in there. Then we have the proprietary funds, golf course, Brookside Highway, and the Public Works Department. There's a deficit in golf course that is being covered within its own department. Public Works is has enough surplus in highway and parks to cover that deficit. You'll see those numbers when we talk about the lapsing. And then you have the self-insured and the job center. You can see the health insurance. We did end up with $1.5 million fund balance, and that was the target to have the fund balance. So we came out okay there. The other funds are even self-funded. We also have the income statement. I'm not going to spend much time on that because the focus is on the carryover, but that second sheet that has only 2 pages, that's the income statement. And one of the things we look at in the general fund is the total expenditures, which was $67 million. And that's where we take our target. We have we try to get 17%. We try to have our unrestricted fund balance be 17% of this number year. So this number holds, as you know, many of the, it has the sheriff's department and all the elected departments and things like that. So that's the number you'll see when we come up with our target number of trying to get to 17%. Okay, any questions on the, I guess, these are unaudited. The auditors are coming in the first week of May. And but we're pretty well set, and we don't perceive many adjustments at all.
Page six.
Yep, number six. There's no line on the minor six, but that's six.
Small page six.
It's got large print than those, so if that helps. What we're looking at here are the funds that have deficits and surplus that we can lapse to the general fund. Last year, at the end of 2010, we had $7.7 million undesignated. This year, as you see, as I just talked about, we have $7.389 million, so this is before lapsing. The number I just said from 2010 is after lapsing. So here we start with $7.389. The Social Service Department had $1.2 million surplus, of which $318,000 is being used to cover Brookside's deficit, and the remainder of $954,000 will be lapsed into the general fund, and along with the health department, which has $72,000 to lapse in the general fund for a total of over $1 million. The other item that we need to, that we are covering within the department, which is approved in the adopted budget to do, is the golf course. We have a cash deficit of $209,000, and we have carryovers that is bond money that we need to hold over for projects in 2012, so a total of $369,000, but that is being covered by $323,000 from highway surplus and $45,000 from the Parks Department in the general fund. So the Public Works is also covering its own deficits there. And so the unrestricted...
Are we looking at the same thing then? We've got the golf course. It's showing a 453 deficit, and we got 369.
What we've done every year is we cover the cash deficit.
Okay.
And then we also make sure we have enough to carry over our bond money. So that's the same formula we've used. So in other words, we're not covering the accounts payable.
Accounts payable, so that 360, the difference between 369 and 453 is the payable and receivable.
Yeah. Like
not a receivable.
Yeah, it's that, yep. So it's $84,000 that we're not covering.
Okay.
And so that brings us to our target, our unrestricted fund balance of $8.2 million. So we went from, at the end of 2010, $7.7. We've increased that amount by $600,000 to $8.3. The thing I don't think that any of this needs a, this, none of this needs a resolution. Right now, this is not any, this is all approved already to
well, the transfers are incorporated into the resolution and approved as part of the resolution and attached to the resolution.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go through the changes in the general fund. I'm going to hand out a new sheet. I get a little correction to it.
This is a new stuff. So this is considering that.
This is a report you're accustomed to seeing every month, and we start in about June and try to pick up the big items that are going to occur. But as you can see, we're going from the 7.7 that Kathy showed you to the 8.3 on the box in the column. The main increases were the sheriff's revenue, primarily the federal inmate revenue. Sales tax revenue came in higher than expected. We were aware that the WRS for most county employees started paying their Wisconsin retirement, and that was budgeted in mid-year. So they start paying for their portion. Human services, you saw the lapsing of the $1,026,000 that was primarily from placements, residential placements and juvenile placements, also that little lapsing, $70,000 from health. The RTA refund, with the elimination of the RTA, the county got their portion of the money back that was collected. Treasurer's revenue was up $238,000. And then I have some minor ones here that I was able to isolate. The state shared revenue and direct costs. The fact that the county clerk was doing the passports, we were able to generate another $20,000. And then minor surpluses and deficits from departments came in at about $286,000, really unidentified. What we used $50,000 in the 2011 budget, and that was in the executive's office. And then things that decreased the fund balance, $2.3 million was used for health insurance, registered deeds shortfall. I think you see a report every month. We had a shortfall in revenues in circuit court. Kathy talked about the change in delinquencies. That was $111,000. Profit and loss in tax deed. I think when the clerk was in here, we weren't selling any tax deed properties, and we had a negative there. Corporation Council, that's the resolution we did to take money out of, increase the sales tax and increase the, I think we use sales tax money for the Corporation Council for their legal fees. Planning development had a shortfall in revenue, and then the vacancy adjustment had a shortfall. So that brought us from 7.7 to 8.3 million.
So on the vacancy, that means we didn't have as much vacancy as we budgeted?
Correct.
And then in the 2012 budget, we shrunk that down?
We shrunk it down by 100,000. I'd like to continue to bring that down. One of the reasons we didn't, and part of the vacancy is in that health insurance number. We didn't realize the vacancy completely in health insurance. One of the reasons with a lot of retirements, and we may have a little issue with it this year, with a lot of retirements, the people get their 60 to 65 insurance paid, and then you bring in a new person on that gets full health insurance. So that may be an issue this year with the amount of retirees we have. And then if you go down to the box below, that shows Kathy showed the spending there, which gave us, I see I'm off the line, I'm going to have to adjust that, but that gave us a percentage increase in the general fund. Then the historical delinquencies, if not for the delinquencies, we'd be at 17.97%, just a percent under our target.
It's not a lot of money out, but what does indirect cost revenue come from?
That comes from the Griffith cost plan, where we put the administrative costs are being in there, even the offset in human services against some of our funding sources.
Child support,
income maintenance.
So it all goes into one of the actual expenses.
Pardon? We get to claim some of the administrative overhead.
Helps us in the nursing home.
Make it to adjustment.
What did you budget last year compared to the year before?
Was it about $1 million?
Oh, it's $1.2 million or $1.3 million, and I think they brought it down to about $1.2 million this year. It's been as high as $1.5 million. But typically, if it weren't for the economy, typically we have the rotation of positions, and we hold those open for a period of time, and we're able to create a vacancy. And we've always had a historical vacancy of about 2% of salaries, but when the economy got bad in 2010 and 2011, we saw very few people vacate the positions. Now that the Act 10 went into place, and with the fact of people looking to pay their retirement, looking to pay their health insurance, and we're getting a lot more retirees coming through the door, so now we're getting a bigger turnover of people. It may help us on the vacancy, the salary end, but it may hurt us on the health insurance end.
Do the departments come forward to you before you start putting your budget together, or when they look at it? Vacancies going forward, they can know.
Typically we have known or anticipated vacant positions budgetarily and budgeted for the health insurance or the vacancy. But this year it's been kind of strange. Am I correct, Diane? There's been a
more from the sheriff's department or
no? I think it's across the board. That completes the general fund report.
And Mr. Chairman, we have two after, you know, we've presented the financials, if there are any questions, we can discuss a little. Now, we have two action items, Kathy and Al will walk us through. The first one I think that we can walk through is the carryovers that we just financed committee approval. So that's this one page, page 5 of the...
These are ones that are, we're reprogramming dollars that we usually, they stay within the same object code, and we're reprogramming. Typically during the year, we bring in a memo for these types of items, and this is our, I guess, our memo for the finance committee to approve, and we need action on that by the committee.
Okay, the first one is related to facilities, job center. We want to repurpose a little surplus from acoustic modification project to bathroom remodel of $20,000, and also repurpose ductwork project surplus to bathroom remodel $2,100 for a total of $22,100. In the facilities public safety building, we want to repurpose the door replacement funds for plumbing replacement. That's $22,177. At Brookside, we want to redirect unspent 2011 capital originally for replacement exit doors mechanisms to use for the state survey mandated repairs of $106,906. For golf, we would like to repurpose drain tile to golf irrigation project. It's a small amount of $1,908. And then repurpose the concrete installation surplus to food service equipment for $6,060. The last one on the list is to repurpose surplus from the tandem dump truck that we purchased to use for a conveyor at the highway at $5,000. And repurpose surplus from the tandem dump truck to use for a safety edge for paving for $11,000.
This is all bonded money, which has to be used for capital items. So
this just requires finance committee approval.
Correct.
So the Brookside, the replacement of exit doors, what was that project originally?
That's the original project, was the replacement of the exit door mechanisms, and there was some surplus. So they want to use it for the state survey mandated repairs.
But is it a surplus, or is that what they call a budget from that project?
That's a remainder of what they had left from the door project.
So the door project was how much?
I don't recall it. I'll get that for you.
$300,000?
I don't remember it off the top of my head.
You want to get your money, or?
Yeah. You know about the survey and how the other. This allows.
Okay, so we need a resolution.
This is just approval of the committee.
We need a motion from the
approved.
Moved by Supervisor Gantz, second by Supervisor Rhodes to approve the carryovers from the finance that the finance committee can approve. Here's my only question: What says the finance committee can do this with these dollar amounts? Is there a resolution?
Budget resolution, including the chart of accounts and the appropriation unit, allows these object codes to be done up to these levels. Now, do you want to see more?
No, either.
So we have through the budget resolution, it brings it back to the finance committee, gives us the authorization without going with them.
Right. Okay. It's similar to a lot of things you've been doing all year long, where you get departments bringing in reprogramming capital. It just comes to this meeting. It's similar.
The budget for it was $125,000.
So we essentially do those.
They did some of them. I don't think they had to do all of them.
Does that mean that we have to? Does it have to be done in the future, or you're spending dollars for temporarily to deal with more immediate needs?
I don't know. I don't think so. I thought they were done with what they had to do with the mechanisms.
So they spent about $20,000?
Yeah.
$20,000 out of $128,500 budget.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what to do with the money.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Did we have a vote on that? I'm sorry.
We're voting on the period.
Yeah, but was there a motion and a second?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was
at about 6:22.
resource.
And then, Mr. Chairman, the second item is the resolution that will go to the board.
Is there, are we going to run through the schedule of the carryover items? I just wanted to review that.
Yeah, we can, I think that's our intent, and
okay.
we would go through page
3 and 4.
Okay.
Okay, for the resolution carryovers, the first one is related to county clerk for the elections that are coming up in 2012. You're wanting to use carryover money in election supply accounts in two different business units that she has. One is 25,000 PO2 that we had left at the end of 2011, and the other $15,000 for a total of 40,000 PO2 to use for the extra elections in 2012.
So she had surplus that we're just carrying out?
Yeah, we, if you recall, we had a resolution come through for the first special election of
yeah.
50,000. She had 25 of that left, and we want to carry that over and make sure with the two additional elections that she's going to be able to.
That was a special election primarily on the Wirch recall. That.
Second item, the Sheriff's Department. It's a grant that they are carrying over the revenue and expense for a contract to transfer radio frequency licenses and purchase equipment. They're just not completing with those purchase of those radios. That does not affect the fund balance. In emergency management, they want to carry over $1,199 of state of Wisconsin monies that covers exercise costs that was not spent in 2011. And the medical examiner, they want to use reserves to cover the building rental at United Hospital rent, which is effective 1/1/2012, in the amount of $25,000. And then the medical examiner van upgrades were not completed yet at the end of 2011, and they want to carry over $1,665 of revenues they had. They want to be able to use that in 2012 to finish the van upgrade.
So I just want to stop on the medical examiner. That was a question I had. What's the $25,000 for?
Rental increase that we didn't include in the 2012 budget.
We have a lease with them?
Yes.
So we have a lease and it was a scheduled and we just...
I'm not sure the specifics. I'd have to get back to you on that. Let me get back to you on that before Tuesday.
Okay, so that and we're taking that from reserves.
Right. We're not using it. That you guys are not supposed to. Right?
No, we're continuing.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we had a rent. Okay. We had a rent increase, but I don't think we had a lease that ran through it through this year. I think it began 1/1/12. But let me check with Lori.
So we. Our lease expired.
Our lease expired.
A rent increase. That was unanticipated to have that sort of. Our leases about how much? Do you have any idea what we currently?
Dave, do you remember?
I can't remember the total.
How much was the increase?
25,000.
No, percent.
I'm not sure. I mean, could back into the number.
That's
correct. We can get that.
Yeah, I can.
Go ahead. Okay, next, planning and development. We have the tree planting program, and they want to carry over. They actually have that money restricted. We want to carry over for future use $6,594. Facilities, Department of Public Works. Cut Point funds budgeted in 2011 will be used for ongoing repairs in 2012. It's the same account, the same type of expenses, $14,292. Public Works facilities, major plumbing repairs, sprinkler pipes, acorn valves at the public safety building, $14,397 carried over. In Public Works parks, sewer tap parks, open space plan work began in 2011. but will not be completed until 2012. We'd like to carry over those professional services dollars of $25,000. So in Fund 100, we have a net effect of carryovers of $128,449. For Fund 434 is our energy reduction project fund, and we'd like to use some surplus from the public safety building and machinery equipment that's in Fund 411. We'd like to carry that over and repurpose it to be used for energy reduction projects in the total amount of $51,361. And I'm going to skip down to Brookside next. Brookside.
Can I just stop for 1 second?
Sure.
In the Department of Public Works, is that supposed to be balanced then? Oh, it just doesn't add up there, I see.
Oh.
Is that 15,000?
All right. See, Joe, what are we going to do when you're not here?
Some won't catch you.
Okay, there you go.
Supervisor Hanson. Going back up to the 25,000 on the professional services, where are we in the middle of with that?
That's the Parks and Open Space Plan that has to be done every 10 years.
Okay. And we're like halfway through. What did we have?
I know they brought it to the committee. I know it'll be coming to the board, back to the board shortly. So
it was finalized at our last meeting. So he's going back, sort of back, put the whole thing together now. And then he'll come to the board.
You need to have a park and open space plan in order to apply for certain grants, park grants, every 10 years.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Then I'm jumping down to Brookside. Redirect unspent 2011 capital operating funds for purchase of a digital sign in the amount of $3,600. And then for golf, redirect unspent funds from concrete installation and use it for food service equipment in the amount of $14,358. And then I will go back up to maybe Al Kazoo or Dave. I want to talk about this project here. We have more complicated than
I'm going to ask the CFO of the Public Works to walk the committee through the antenna track. I know that the people that are at the Public Works Committee have heard this, but the 60th Street Tower, there's an issue with that tower. If you stand below it and look, it corkscrews and leans. There's a potential, two things. I don't want to sound like doomsday or anything, but if there was a 90-mile-an-hour wind, there's a potential that tower could come down. Or if there's an ice storm and you get a certain amount of ice on there with a certain wind, there's a potential that tower could come down. The amount of, and right now that has police, fire, sheriff, all kinds of communication stuff on there. So if that tower were to come down, the county would be without its emergency communication. So there's been discussions to relocate that tower, and there's people who have been trying to find a place where they can put that. They have several sites where they could maybe do it, and we'd like to take that tower down and relocate all this equipment. And the sites that they're looking at are along Highway 31, because that's kind of east of the eye. That's one of the most highly elevated places. And they could do a redesign of a tower, maybe one with wires instead of one. I don't know all the technical issues. But given the fact that there's issues with that tower and we'd like to replace it, this part of the resolution talks also about how to fund it. I think the cost of replacing the tower is at 440. I can't
tell you. Yes,
There's a potential to receive about $340,000 from ATC, which is a company that's going to put the new power lines in that are going to go from Pleasant Prairie Power Plant down to Illinois. And it's going to run along the railroad bed out there. And there'll be some checks that will be written by ATC, which the company that owns the power lines. And Kenosha, I know this has been in the paper. I think the number It's about 347. 340 is in the budget. And the other 100,000 would come from, there's a fund that Kathy talked about before. It's a Western Kenosha County Communication Fund. If there's $40,000 in that could be used to fund this. And then the remaining 60,000 would come from, I think, just the general surplus of.
We have debt service has $30,000 because we paid a little less interest than we planned, than we budgeted. And then our general capital outlay fund, $30,000 that from unspent projects.
How old is that tower?
I don't know. I know it's pretty old.
Well, it's got to be more than 70 years old. There's one just like it up in Silver Lake, too.
Yeah, that one I don't think has a load on it. I know that the public works people, Ray, has been looking at all the towers. There's three of them. There's one in Silver Lake. There's one in the 60th Street. Right. And, well, there's one on top of KCC also. And those ones, those other two don't have the issues that this one has. So as it's put into this, it wasn't budgeted in 2011. And in 2012, we had put in a budget, I think it might have been $40,000 to do some studies on what to do with all of these towers. But when we had somebody go and climb it in November or December, they noticed all these other issues. So it's become more of an emergency thing. I will tell you that the $340,000 doesn't come right now because it has this whole project of putting in the ATC towers, or ATC putting in a new power line, has to be approved by the Public Service Commission. And then as soon as they start to build the new power lines, that's when the money is released. Is that
correct? Yeah. And the estimate I got is that it would be later this year, or early 2013, we would get the money.
And why are we getting the money?
We get 1/2 or 5% of the total construction costs. So Pleasant Prairie gets half, we get half. This is our half.
I know when we built that property, that tower actually serviced the garage on 60th that we tore down. And we were instrumental in getting it down and having development there for the handicapped housing that's there. And one of the concerns I had 10 years ago was the tower. The tower was never addressed at that time. It was old then, it's even older now. Obviously, I'm glad to see that you're looking at it because, you know, that's a major issue because it comes down. It's not just coming down on land. It's coming down on those properties. Behind your apartment buildings right there. And you're talking about handicap, and if it's coming down on them, you know, we've got major problems. So I'm glad to see that it's in there. This has to be taken care of. And if we do have a similar tower out at Silver Lake, I think we need to look at climb that one, too.
Yeah, they're
looking at those. That was the county garage, too, out there, too, right?
Neither of those two, and they have looked at them, or don't have the same situation that this one has.
One other thing about the tower is when we integrated into the improvements, we're putting in EIT with the broadband, working with joint services. Not only will we just maintain status quo, but there should be, it'll be an integral part of the overall network that we'll have to have significant improvement in law enforcement communication.
One of the ideas.
I'm kind of glad we're doing it now rather than having it done 5 or 10 years ago, but we can integrate it into this entire plan. It's really a nice time to do this.
One of the ideas when we did look at that was that actually look at the water towers that are there too, putting communications on the towers that are already there. So, you know, see if that's a possibility.
Yeah, I heard mention that they were looking at one of the towers. Oh, gosh. It's out behind White Caps somewhere. There's a tower there.
And they got a new water tower out right out in Bristol, too. And the city's got a new one out there.
Well, this is just part of the study that I know Ray had started with, just looking at all of them because of the community wanting to expand the communications for the broadband. And when they got to this one, it's like, oh, my gosh, we didn't realize that that was the situation.
Supervisor Gans.
And that's exactly what I wanted to hit on. I mean, this is going to be not just somebody looking to replace a tower somewhere. We need to tie it into everything we've got going on with our communications plan that's being done.
Yeah,
Frank, that talked about potential for public things on the tower also. Was that a discussion?
Well, yeah, I've been meeting with Ray and Marty on this, and Marty, I know, has been working with everyone else he needs to work with. So there, I mean, this whole network will also address that. I think you remember that the first site we're looking at is Crystal. They have the public access, but so you can put in a 10 megabyte, 10 meg, it's like $60 a month.
There's, and I don't know if something or the technology changed, but for years, every time we talk about something, we say we can't do it or we can't move something because that tower is in a perfect line. And remember that?
Yeah.
Always hear that?
In the right.
Yeah, I mean, line of sight. It has to be there. When we talked about this other project, we were talking about tearing it down. We talked about, I can't tell you all these projects, but it's got to be right there. So has something changed relative to that? It's always been. It has to be there.
All I know is the sites that they're looking at are very close, either just west of there and north, okay. Somewhere along between Highway 50 and Highway 142.
That was always the story, though. We wanted to rip it. We talked about wanting to rip that down when that site was going up there. I don't understand what the negative numbers mean in that column.
These are revenues, and so they're showing us credits. That's what's going to fund the $440,000.
And the $440,000 is in what?
It's Fund 432 is our communication. It's called Western County Communication Fund, but we're using that same fund to say, you know, this is a communication item, so we were hoping to put that, the same fund.
We're going to rename that fund.
Yeah, we're going to rename it.
We're going to give it a different
name. Make it more general communication for the county.
Here's, and I just have a kind of a general question. I don't understand the difference between the page we just approved within the committee compared to some of these items that are on this that have to be part of that resolution.
Well, the one that the committee approves, I know, is exactly the same account. So you spent okay. It in this account, and you're going to carry it over in the same account. There's no change in the account. The only thing you're doing
it's
is repurposing what you're using it for. So
okay.
You're approving, money's going to stay in the same account. There's no change in budgeting that way, but you're going to use it for a different purpose. Now, this one, you may not be changing accounts, but according to the adopted budget resolution, if you want to carry over anything that's not capital outlay, you have to have approval. And, you know, so there's the 3000 series and things like that. Also, if you're changing accounts from, you know, something equipment to land improvement, you have to come to the board and get approval. So it's a change in accounting also. The budget is going to, the amount is going to change from this account line item to this additional account line.
This carryover resolution requires what sort of vote at the county board? Simple majority?
It's a two-thirds. It's an amendment to the 2012 one.
Okay, and that's what I just wanted to be sure of because, you know, I certainly look at this $440,000 project, and I certainly look at this medical examiner issue as being a budget modification and question when I was looking at should that not be a separate resolution, but because it requires the same scrutiny of a two-thirds vote, then I'm okay.
It all requires two-thirds.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to confirm.
And I'm not able, I'm going to have Lori get a hold of you on the increase at the hospital because it looks like it's embedded in with their departmental rental of the building over there.
Right? I want to have it so at the county board. Okay.
So we'll have that right
now. We'll have that. I'll let Lori contact.
We'll get it to you before the meeting.
Anything else on this? We're through this. Any questions from the committee on the resolution? Second by Supervisor Kent, second by Supervisor Singer. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution.
I'm just going to have an agenda for the audit of bills. Works.
Now, we want to
now, I guess it's 6:48.
We don't have any comment on the bill unless you have it, or on the report, unless anyone has any questions.
Any questions? Motion adjourned.
So moved.
So I moved by Supervisor Day, second by Supervisor Gensen. All favors the eye.
Aye.
Sorry we're a little late, it's 6:48.
Way over the 16 minute lot.
Yeah. I want to say it's been good working with this committee. Thank you, everybody.